appreciate you being here, of course. A lot going on. I find Dan to be very entertaining, by the way. I do. I find Dan Gaynor to be very entertaining. I appreciate his input, his observations, and I just have fun with it. So there you go. He's become a weekly staple here in the program, which I just find to be very entertaining. I want to jump to Byte 14. I want to jump to Byte 14 because, well, because the media at some of these places that he was just talking about, they've finally gotten to the point where they realize they need crying towels. I mean, I'm looking at predictions now. I'm looking at predictions now that the U.S. Senate will go Republican. But I've told you that. 3 to 4 seats in the Senate. 4 seats right now to the U.S. Senate for Republicans. 54 when they come out the other side. And over on MSNBC, they need the crying towels because they're finally admitting Joe Biden has zero support. Nobody likes him. And worse, they like socialists less. Wow. Even at MSNBC, listen to this.
They weren't Joe Biden voters. They were anti-Trump voters, all right? And Joe Biden does not have the hearts and mind of this country. And the other Democrats that we see being paraded forward, the AOCs of the world, the far left, are suicide for the Democrats. So the Democrats better get some new faces, and the Democrats better figure out this world lives just right of center, or on a good year, just left of center. And it's this socialist kind of pulling all the way to the left is a disaster, and we are staring at democracy in peril. This is not just, oh, I like this issue, I don't like this issue. We don't get this right in 2024, it ain't ever going to be right.
Ain't ever going to be right. Yeah, there they are, scrambling, freaked out. They certainly are at MSNBC and elsewhere. Man, they are in full-on, full-blown panic, and they should be. The reason being is several members of Congress, Democrats, the old bulls, also are heading for the exits. They are reading the tea leaves, and they know it's over. In Texas, they've just redrawn the congressional districts. By the way, it favors Republicans. You know why? Because that's the way it's done. The party in power gets to draw the maps. And because the state legislature in Texas is bright red, they get to draw the maps. Meanwhile, the big problem for Democrats right now is in Virginia, where Terry McAuliffe should still win. He should. He should still win. But he might not. Because Glenn Youngkin, the upstart, the first timer, has a message that resonates with people. Less government. Parents in charge of schools. Terry McAuliffe is the big government, we should tell you how to do things. He's still wrapped up in the losing argument or a critical race theory, right? He's floundering. Let's go to bite number 6 here, because here's what he says about critical race theory, something he, by the way, can't even define, as you know, and he gets caught on another one of these big Zoom calls or whatever. Listen.
We don't teach critical race theory here in Virginia. It's never been taught. But in Loudoun County, everybody's stirred up. Everybody thinks we're teaching, you know, that, you know, every white person was a slave owner. I mean, it's just not taught. I'd say it bothers me in the sense that it's a racist dog whistle. It's not taught here in Virginia. We got great schools. We're number one in the country for higher ed. We're number 4 in America for K-12. And the way he's stirring these parents up and using children as pawns, and but whatever, it is what it is.
It is what it is. These are just pawns. And Paris Denard, good friend of ours here, says he is supporting Glenn Youngkin, dumping Democrats once and for all. Listen to this.
Hey, good morning. This is Paris Denard. I just proudly voted early for the entire GOP ticket here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I voted for Glenn Youngkin at the top of the ticket because I believe Glenn Youngkin has the policies, the plans to move Virginia forward, especially for the black community. And so if you have not voted, go to vote.gop. Find out where you can vote and vote for Glenn Youngkin and the entire Republican ticket.
And the entire Republican ticket. We'll see what happens there. But Youngkin, he's in good shape at this point. Make no mistake. And the other big problem, honestly, is the economy for the Democrats. And we're going to be talking about this in depth coming up in the next hour, because it's the economy. When you look at what's happening just 9 months ago, we were energy independent. And today, we are begging Saudi Arabia to produce more oil. We are begging them to keep the price down. You go to the store shelves and you see something you've never seen as an American. It's gone on. During the pandemic, you thought, well, it's the pandemic. But now you say, where is everybody, first of all? Where are the employees? Second of all, why are the shelves empty? Why are all these shelves empty? You go to, I don't care if you go to the grocery store, the home improvement store, the tire store, or try to buy a car or a used car. The lots are empty, the shelves are empty, and Secretary Buttigieg says that it's because we want too much as Americans. When have you ever heard that? He's blaming us. Too much demand in America for stuff like cars and food and shovels and stuff. You want too much stuff, and it's your fault. I see. It's your fault. You want too much. Yeah, because the economy is so good, says Pete Buttigieg. The economy is so good, the demand is super high. That's what's happening, which is complete and utter nonsense. The economy is so good that restaurants have half staff and other places have half staff. Yeah, that's how good it is. Give me a break here. I mean, it really is unbelievable that they say such things. At any rate, time to get some Muskox menswear for you. GoMuskox.com. You can save 15% right now. It's fall, and for the love of flannel, go to GoMuskox.com. Put in the promo code Gruber. Save 15% site-wide. GoMuskox.com. For the love of flannel this fall, put in the promo code Gruber. GoMuskox.com. You're going to love what you find. I'll be right back.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.